Happy day. Here's something from your wiser advisor. Death is just a change of address, but what you believe will determine what neighborhood you end up living in. Just saying, be careful, be cautious, vote right, and you'll get to the right place. Okay, the Robert Mueller report. You know, that pretty much confirms that all Democrats are a bunch of morons, right? It really does. Boris Johnson, the new prime minister of the United Kingdom, good report. Pretty much confirms that that's a good report. All is good. Number three, there is a number three, Jeffrey Epstein. He's been injured in a jail cell. That too is a good report. Things are good. Hey, I can't think of anything bad. If I do, I'll give you all a call. Fox News anchor Chris Wallace recently said impeachment proceedings would be a tremendous political waste of time. No kidding, but that's what they do. Them being the Democrats, they gotta do that because they got nothing else to do right now. I mean, the Mueller report has made everybody look like the fools that they really are. They've wasted time, they've wasted money, zillions of hours, zillions of dollars. Can it get worse? Of course it can. Now they gotta do the impeachment. Anything to get more press, more news, fake news, more time, more press time, more face time, and it's all about nothing, right? Do this after hours. Why don't you do your job? All those Democrats, for heaven's sakes, you're getting big salaries, you got big staff, you get all the perks. Work, that'd be a change. That'd be kind of fun to watch. Liberals appear to operate behind a pharmaceutical haze. You know that? I kind of hope they are all drugged up because they acted. They need an excuse. Dumb is forever, though. Who knew? Now you got the governor of, keep up with me, we're jumping, got the governor of New York State. He recently contacted the banking regulator, which is the most powerful agency of its kind in the entire country, and he wanted to punish gun owners, the NRA in particular. Contacted all the bankers, presidents of banks, and chairmen of banks, and so on, and he said, stop accepting business from the NRA and anybody else in the gun business, right? Think about that. You have a governor, a sitting governor, he has singled out a category of people who have different opinions than him, even though they're law-abiding. It's the Second Amendment. These are the good guys, right? But they don't think like he thinks, and he says that's not good. So he's calling all these banks. He should be thrown so far in jail, you got to feed him with a slingshot. I mean, that is bad behavior. Wow. This next and last piece of the day has got nothing to do with nothing. But I want you to think about it anyway. Wyoming, there's only 420,000 people in the entire state of Wyoming who have driver's license. Boom, but so that's a gun. Boom. Oh, could be a backfire. Putt, putt, putt. That'd be them, 420,000. Slip over to California. 27 million people have driver's licenses there, and four Americans. Hey, I'll come back tomorrow. We're going to have more for you from the right. See ya.